Let's continue in the third parak. So the famous Mishnah says, "Akavi bin Mehalal Omer, histakel b'shloisha dvarim, look into three things, ve'ina taboli de'aver, and you will not come to sin." So we spoke yesterday, the remez that these three things are mentioned in the Inyan of Tzitzis. Okay, the Abraham Loshner now goes onto the two words that are used. As always, he's medayik, he really looks into the wording used. And it says here, you should look at three things. Ve'ina tabo lidei avera. Da ma'ain basa. You should understand from where do you come. Ula'an atoilch, and to where are you going? So he says, why does it say histakel? You should look. You should look at three things. And then it says, you should know. So first it starts, you should look, and then it says, you should know. So he should just say, there are three things that protect you. Know where you come from. What's the histakel? You should look. So he says, and we've mentioned this concept in the past, as far as the Musar concept goes, that you should look means to say, it shouldn't just, before the situation comes, you should be searching, you should look. It's like when you're going in a way, going in a forest, and maybe there's a booby trap or there's something going on, there's some traps, something. You gotta look to make sure that there's nothing in your way. So what Reb Chaim says is that histakel koidim shetavo liyodcha tachshoiv va'oz toil. You should be constantly looking at these three pieces of information. In other words, don't say, well, look, you know, I'm gonna go do what I have to do. I'm gonna go whatever. And then if it ends up being a nisayon for me, if it ends up being a problem, then I'll use these tools to get out of the problem. No, it's not, it doesn't work that way. You got to use this as your tool to get out of the problem. You have to be mistakel. You have to look and carefully, you know, find your way that and be thinking about these things before the Nisayon comes. Because once the Nisayon comes, it's way too late to start bringing up these concepts. So that's why he says he's stuck. He should be constantly looking in advance of the situation. So again, so basically what the idea is that a person should be thinking to themselves, you know, not just waiting for a problem to happen and then say, oh, well, you know, oh, I came from Tipa Srucha and I'm going L'makom Rima V'Toleh. A person should use that humility and say, look, what's my function in this world? A person should be constantly doing that in order to determine what type of actions do they take and what type of situations do they put themselves in to begin with. So they shouldn't just wait until the problem comes. They shouldn't just wait till the problem surfaces and then use these things as a tool to get out of them, but rather they should preempt the situation by saying, you know, look, this is my function in this world, this is where I'm going, I'm here temporarily, and use it as a tool to, you know, prepare and dictate what type of nisyonos you should be prepared for. He uses very, very beautiful language here. He says, ki below hachana, without proper preparing, rocho kuli hizar. It is very far. It would be a big chiddush to say that you could protect yourself. Ki yetzer yaroiv tamid. The yetzer is ambushing you. The yetzer is an ambush. You gotta look. Histakel l'shloisha dvarim. You have to look to find it. Yarov tamid al kol drachav upsiosav. It's ambushing you. Okay, Raki atomer ki ish chayil. You have to be like a soldier. Oimed b'motzar. That's standing b'motzar on the battlefield. Lilchon milchamos malkoi, to battle the war. Me'evin moired b'malkoi, to protect him from an evin that's going against him. Misamitz koach. He's gathering his strength. Lasser is rotzing malkol oifin yosatoif. You know, to do what his melech says in the best possible way. He won't allow himself to go to sleep because he's on the battlefield. He's not going to take time eating. The Yemar B'Dorchum of Achilasa and Losher Lamed on Mishpar because he has a job to do. V'chein Yistakel, V'chein Amar Yistakel, and that's why it says to look out for. Look out for these three things. Like Rabbi Yashiv, for example, Rabbi Yashiv did not own a pair of slippers. He says, what do you need slippers for? He says, a soldier doesn't have slippers. Either he has boots or he's going to sleep. Oh, what's slippers? Slippers is for relaxing. I have no time to relax. I'm either wearing shoes or I'm going to sleep. There's no room. There's no slippers here. You know, there's no just like walking around the house relaxing. You know, so you're either awake. If you're awake, you're awake. You're a soldier. So you know you're doing something. And if you're sleeping, then take off your shoes. So what's the slippers? So the that's what he's saying is the histakel b'shloisha devarim is, you know, look at these three things, because it's not just enough that they should be there, that you know, haphazard. You got to be prepared and look through and understand the three things. But then it says, after you've looked at them, what are you looking at? It says da me'ayin basa. You should know me'ayin basa. So it uses two different lashonos. Histakel, you should look and understand it, and then da, know it well. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, from here you see a very important concept, which is any good mussar requires two steps. The first step is histakel. You have to become aware of it. You have to understand it. You have to know that it's true. But without taking it home, without, you know, really working on it and bringing it in, it's not going to work. You've got to first hear it, histakel, look at it, prepare, but then bring it in. Figure out how does it speak to you? How does it apply to me? And understand the application, understand how to work on it. And that's what he says, that there's two steps constantly in every Musar concept. And he brings a few examples. He says in the Pasuk, in the Haftarah for Shabbos Shuva, it says, Kru imachem dvarim v'shuvu el Hashem. Take with you the words. Why do you have to take them? Why don't you just listen to it? So he says, Kru imachem dvar means after you've heard them, now take it home, right? And go over it and study it. You got to take it with you. It's not just enough. Okay, I heard it. I went to a nice shmuz. And then you went to a nice shmuz. So that's not the point. The point of the shmuz is not to hear what the other guy's saying. The point is to now that you heard what he said, Kru imachem dvar, take it with you and figure out, you know, how to work on it. He says, similarly, it says by regarding Musa, the Mesilas Yisharim brings down this pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Mishle. Im tivakshena kekesef, if you seek it like silver, ukimatmoinim, and like treasure, techapsena, you look for it. So he's saying there's two levels. The first level is im tivakshena kekesef, you got to find it, tivakshena, look for it. But techapsena is after you found it, now you refine it, you refine the stone. Now you dig for the stone. You mine out the stone, and there's precious metals, right? You mine it out. But now it's there, okay, so you found this dirty piece of, go try to make a ring out of that dirty piece of gold and that dirty piece of diamond or whatever. It's like, you got to refine it after you found it. So he says, after you found that concept, after you found the idea, you found the mussar, now you got to bring it home, which, you know, This is the concept that it's crucial, you know. And this is the this was really the initial concept of the Musar movement, the quote unquote Musar movement by Rabbi Saul Salanter. What was Rabbi Saul Salanter's chiddush? Until Rabbi Saul Salanter came along, Rabbi Saul Salanter was the developed the Musar movement. Before Rabbi Saul Salanter, no one learned Musar, no one cared about you know, improvement. No one cared about, you know, okay, just go with the flow. No. But the chiddush of Rabbi Saul Salanter was that it's not enough to read the book. You got to make the book part of you. You got to make the book part of your second nature. Because until you've made it part of you, it's always outside of you, then you it's never going to win when it comes down to the battle, because your emotional side, what is part of you, is going to win, right? He has a few mashalim for that. You know, he has a famous mashal for that. He says, you know, if a father's walking in the street and he has his prized pupil that he spends his whole life developing this Talmud, and he has one kid that's not really a successful kid, he has a son, he went off the derech, and he's not really very proud of the child, you know, whatever it is. And he's walking down the street, and the son and prize student are both drowning in the ocean. So he jumps in and saves the son, obviously. So he says, why do you jump in and save the son? You know, why? Because at the end of the day, yeah, his seichel tells him, this is my prize student, I worked my whole life, this is, you know, but the connection in the heart between the father and the son, you can never get rid of that. And therefore, the connection in the heart is going to override the connection in the brain. There's nothing you can do about that. That's just, so he says, if that's true, so our taiva is in our heart. We're born with a taiva. We're born with a certain inclination and, you know, drive for things. So how does a person conquer that? He convinces himself that it's not good. Okay, but that's in the brain. The heart is going to beat out the brain. So he says, the concept of the musar is to bring the musar into the heart. Don't leave it in the brain. If you leave it in the brain, it's going to be fighting against your heart the whole time. You got to change your heart. You got to change what you want. You got to change. And the Musar concept was ingrained in yourself so much that that's your heart now. Your heart changed. You changed. Right? So now it's the second nature. Now it's your subconscious. He has very deep language there, by the way, in terms of psychology. My sister's a psychologist. I shared with her a few pieces of Rusal Salanter, cognitive and non-cognitive, and he has a lot of pieces there about what are you using when you're thinking and what's your subconscious. He uses psychological machines there. He uses real, you know, it's very interesting. But he's basically saying you got to develop your subconscious. That is who you are. He says, that's the pshat in the pasuk. He says, aviyadata hayom, you should know about Hashem, v'hashevosa el levavacha, we say in Aleinu every day. Aviyadata hayom, you know about Hashem, but okay, you know about it, it's up here. V'hashevota el levavacha, then bring it down to your heart. You gotta take the yadata, you gotta take what you know in your brain, and carry it into your heart. This is where we saw Salanter's whole entire Muslim movement, is that pasuk, basically. You got to take everything you know, but now make it into your heart. That's your emotional side. That's, you know, that's the, it's an expression of your emotional side as well, and your feelings. So therefore, Rabbi Salanter says, Rabbi Chaim is saying, it's very similar here also. It says, histakel b'shloish ha'dvarim. You should look into these three things. Yeah, there's a certain humility you have to have. You came from nothing. You're going to nothing, etc. There's a certain humility you have to have. Da, you should know me'ayin basa. Know it, not just, you know, histakel, but then live it, and then you know, break, make it into your heart. No, look, you know, realize that part of my life is I'm only here temporarily, and I gotta, you know, work and then work on my spiritual part and all that. That should be the next step of the three things that will protect a person from sin. So according to Rusal Salanter, we're not just leaving it in the brain. We're bringing it to heart. That's the remes, says Reb Chaim, of the two lashonis used in the Mishnah. Histakel b'shloisha dvarim, and then da ma'ayin basa, and you know the da is bringing it into the next level. That's what he says here. Okay, so we will continue tomorrow. As Hashem.
Thank you. Good night, Rabbi.
Good night, Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rabbi.